the episode of Stop the Madness. I'm your host, The Kid Plot, my co-host, Isaac Cotto. Once again, we back with another great topic, and we have a special guest once again. She's a regular, Frances DeSimone.
Hello, that's how it's pronounced. I am back.
I've been pronouncing it wrong the whole time. I apologize.
It is fine. Don't worry.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Appreciate that. Kick us off, Cotto. What are we talking about?
Today, we're talking about, actually, it's good to have Frances in the building.
Yes.
It's a topic she may feel. It's about the immigration situation, particularly in New York City, what's going on. There's been an influx, as we know, as immigrants coming to the country, in particular, a lot of Venezuelans coming in. And New York City is one of those states that, or New York City is one of those cities that have welcomed immigrants to their city and has actually gone to shit.
I mean, I don't know. Do they receive the people or they just have to take the people that it was sent?
It's a policy of the city.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to see a video about it and we can react to it. Let's do it.
New York City handout. Ready? So after the guys flip off, beat up the cops, what do these guys do instead? New York decides to hand out $53 million in prepaid credit cards to migrant families. Can you imagine that? Like, imagine your kids do something and you want to discipline them. What did you do? You did that? You stole money from such and such? Shame on you. Here's $1,000. What are you talking about? You're doing this. This is not the way. This is exactly that's prompting more of that same behavior of the spoiled child that keeps getting arrested and dad keeps bailing them out. So let's go through this, folks. New York City is launching $53 million pilot program providing prepaid credit cards to 500 to only 500 migrant families and hotels, replacing the current food service, aiming to save the city more. Oh my, they're making 500 families millionaires. City more than $7.2 million annually, says spokesperson for Mayor Adams. The prepaid cards can only be used at specific food-related businesses, and migrants must sign an affidavit agreeing to spend the funds solely on food and baby supplies. They must sign an affidavit. So, oh, okay, got it. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
I promise.
They're literally giving away, they've given away $53 million to migrants. Like, that's outrageous. I completely disagree. What do you think? Since you're Venezuelan.
Yeah, I am Venezuelan, but I remember I came here and I got no paycheck, no money, no nothing for nobody. I mean, the government didn't help me to get on my feet. Like, they were like, hey, you want to stay here?
Right.
Welcome to stay, but like, you will have to figure it out where to make your own money. You
know? Yeah, I don't think this is going to, I don't think that helps the economy at all because, I mean, these are people that are coming. I don't think they're even coming legally once again.
No, all these people that is coming is like the people who is crossing the border. Because if they are talking about New York, that means that it's the people that is actually like coming from like the border,
right.
Mexico, and all the stuff.
Look, there's a clear difference. All right, so people here illegally in the country. There's millions of people who come illegally in the country and have worked fucking hard and have supported their families and provided services to businesses and have been productive citizens or
non-citizens,
but have added to the economy of the country, provided employment to U.S. citizens, paid into the tax system, all those things, and get zero benefits. But in New York City, we're talking about literally people showing up and the government saying, we're going to take care of you. This is not a case where, in particular, Venezuelans are showing up and going out and working, busting their ass, because there is a long history of immigrants coming to this country with zero help
from the government.
And they survived, provided for their family, and provided opportunities for U.S. citizens.
Yeah, no.
What we're looking at in New York City is completely different. It's literally people showing up and take care of me. Hotel,
that's
now
nuts.
Now $53 million that allocated to them, which...
And I have to be completely honest, like, the people doesn't understand. The people who agrees with these kind of politics, they don't understand that that was exactly what ruins our country. Because the government started, like, taking care of the people, giving money away, giving this, giving that. Like, the people start working. I mean, of course, it was a bunch, a lot of reasons.
You said,
like,
that's, exact, you said, like, that's exactly what ruins our country?
No, no, no. Venezuela was ruined because of that.
Oh, ruined.
Like, people,
gotcha.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like, people stopped working. I'm not saying that, like, the government wasn't bad. Of course, mm-hmm. we already know. But, like, they have that kind of socialist policies that they were like, oh, no, yeah, we're going to help you. We're going to give you a house. We're going to give you some money. You don't need to work. You don't need to. So that people is coming here. Like, the people who was raised that way. Because, I mean, my parents and myself, we were always working while we were in Venezuela. So now, these people who was, like, the Chavez people are coming here, man, like, trying to apply for asylum.
Explain a little bit when you say Chavez people.
When I talk about, like, the Chavez people was, like, the people who was, like, have some ties with the government, or they come for, like, they didn't have a lot of money in the country. You know,
under long President income, Chavez.
Yeah, and under the president, like the President Chavez. So when Chavez was the president, he used to give like a lot of money away.
Okay.
Like for, oh, you know, you don't want to go to school, we will pay you to go to school. Like, you don't want to go and, like, you don't have groceries, well, we will give you money for whatever. Oh, you don't have a house, we will try to give you a house. Of course, that wasn't for everybody, but that create that kind of mentality, like the government have to pay me to do whatever. And that's exactly what they are doing here right now.
Yeah, I think this puts a stain. There's a group of immigrants that have come to this country and undocumented, they come and they've worked hard. They've
completely.
Committed no crimes. They've been paid by U.S. citizens, U.S. businesses that use their services every day for work, to do this, to do that. They pay them with no problem. And they come in and they work hard. They provide for their family. They commit no crimes or whatever. But then you get this group that come in and is 1,000, 1,000,000% dependent on the government.
Yeah, it's just a damn shame that that's what's happening, because it's not going to help our country. It ruins our country. It's definitely not sustainable, in my opinion, as well. So I think they got to put an end to that, or we're going to be in trouble as a country.
And honestly, it's not going to be sustainable, because I am not going to say that it's a racial thing. Like, I am not going to go like the racial card, like, you know, the American people hate immigrants. But if you show to your own people that, you know, I am not going to help you, but I'm going to help these people who is not citizen, that they're not paying taxes, that they're not paying anything. I mean, if you want to help these people, allow them to get a work permit and go to work.
Right.
But like, just take.
Just taking care of them.
Just take the tax. The money taxes from the other people that yep. is like the citizens that are paying their taxes, or even other immigrants, because like illegal immigrants here pay taxes. Everybody here pay taxes. So you're telling me that you are taking the money from these people just super and like, and somebody that you don't know who is actually what, because even in the news right now, they're talking that people who was like in these gangs in Venezuela are coming here. So you see there is, actually, in New York, you have these bands now that are like stealing phones, or they're like doing this, stealing motorcycles. And I was like, dude, I mean, we escaped from that. Right. We came to the United States exactly for that reason. So you're telling me now that you're allowing all these people to come here, you're giving them money, you're like feeding them, and you're doing like.
Yeah, and that's money coming from our tax dollars.
Yeah,
that's exactly where it's coming from. I mean, it ruins all those that have come into this country looking for a better life and done well. But anyway,
we're gonna
wrap it up. If you agree, disagree, comment.
Give us your opinion. Give us your opinion.
And of course, like and subscribe. And we see y'all next week. Peace.
Peace. Thank you for watching. If you like this video, like and subscribe to the channel. Click right here. If you want to watch more videos similar to this, click here.